They say that they discovered that a man is product of his parents and his environment. But they didn't discover this. This teaching is all through Scripture, that man is a product of his forefathers and mothers, and also a product of his environment. And the great concern in religion is to protect us, not from only from our environment, but also from our forefathers and mothers. The Holy Quran says, will you follow your fathers even though they were fools? So it's not all the time that the forefathers are right. So God comes and saves us. He saves us from forefathers and also from the society. When the forefathers go astray from the truth, from the natural path toward truth, then God reveals the truth to one of his chosen ones, the messenger or prophet, and that one begins to direct the society back in the right path, and eventually reform or remake the society. But we must first correct the problems that are in ourselves. If we have inherited problems from our forefathers, if we are not careful, these problems will influence the environment and shape the environment, and we will be caught forever in the mistakes of the past. America was born, but it was born with the land of Europe, with the mind, pardon me, from the land of Europe. It took on a new freedom, but it didn't take on a new design. The design was the same of the forefathers. The English forefathers went into the lands of the dark races and brought human beings back to their land, to America, to Europe and America, to be used as beasts of burden. These peculiar things, strange and ugly things that we see in the development or in the history of America and the West, are the things that work to give birth to the American spirit. So we are first looking at those strong influences in the environment, Western environment, that have worked to form the American spirit, and then we are going to identify the American spirit. To identify a person, you have to seek that person in some kind of environment, a relationship. That person is related to something. So we have to first look at relationships before we identify anything. Is that right? Because we have identity only in relationships. If you put everything together and see everything as one, there's no identity. Is that right? But when you separate things and start seeing things in their relationship, then we see identity. But we're talking about the birth of the American spirit. America as a child rose very fast into power. And with it came kind of innocence that made it even more powerful. Americans can never be guilty. And that, again, is child behavior. The child is never wrong. You have to teach the child to say, I'm wrong. You have to teach the child to say, I'm at fault. I made a mistake. Is that right? The child sees his parent and he wants to measure up to the perfection of his parent. So he never says, I'm at fault, I'm wrong. interest in America again. America, always, I'm right. I made no mistakes. I'm perfect. The nation without spot and blemish. Is that right? Oh, you know this is the truth. In, among ourselves, we'll admit that this is wrong and that was wrong. But when it comes to speaking out in the open, we don't like to say that anything is wrong. Seems to be some invisible law that's more powerful than human life itself. They're telling us, don't criticize America openly. The Nation of Islam began as a fiery trick. And I remember seeing members of our community, members of our neighborhood, sit and listen to the fiery criticism. And it looked like they were wondering when the police was going to break in the door. Nervous and frightened to death. That's the way we have been, you know. Thank you. till it reached the heights of Mount Everest. A nation that became the Mount Everest of the whole earth doesn't have the strength to keep the husband and wife together. Doesn't have the strength to raise the children properly. Doesn't have the strength to control vandalism. Doesn't have the strength to keep the Ivy League students of the leadership from putting on dungarees, wearing funky sneakers, growing their hair to look like wild beasts, and walking away from the citadel of civilization into the jungles of hell. A civilization that has lost all of this, despite what they gained so soon, so quickly. In this, we should see something. And what we see is a fast-growing child who grew physically much faster than he grew mentally.
They had the power.
our law? No. They won because there were many forces working in the world. Forces that wanted to see the whole world of the West embarrassed in and outside of Europe. So much help came to the new people here in America, the pioneers. Friends came and supported the colonies. And with their help, America became an independent nation about 200 years ago. But that independence was just a political independence. America remained a nation in bondage. The Philadelphia, city of Philadelphia was established, became the first capital, the city of brotherly love.
Because they were yet treating human beings
standing out in front of us, saying, we must free the Negro. We must give the Negro his rights. Living it, yet not killing it in their hearts. Same people, when they put the test, failed the test. Yes, we believe that you shouldn't be chained, or you shouldn't be denied this or that, but we don't like to see you.